they make the mud, you know, little nest underneath the eaves of the house and all. And he always says, you know, be careful when you knock them out. I know sometimes they'll take something with fire on it, you know, to keep them from biting.
I can find that lady's name for you.
Okay. What about something that's so yellow and black stripes on it?
Yellow jacket?
Uh-huh. Where do they build their nest?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Is that around the house or not? Or out in the trees or what?
Mm-hmm.
I used to think about this in school, you know, it's been such a long time. I forget about all these things. I haven't had any more biology.
A kind of insect that hops around in the grass.
Grasshopper?
Have you ever heard another name for them? Have you ever heard hopper grass?
Yeah. They're just people fooling around, you know.
They just...
You know, we'd call them that, you know, kids, but I...
You'd call them a...
I'd just call them a grasshopper, but I know sometimes, you know... Sometimes other kids, you know, would just say that, you know.
How would they say that?
Hop grasser or hopper grass.
Uh-huh. And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you'd find a...
Spider web?
Okay. And outside, across a bush, you'd find a...
Same thing, I guess.
Uh-huh. Do you ever call it a dew web or a cobweb?
Cobweb.
What's the difference?
Oh, goodness, I think you think of the ones that are have been in a house a long time, a cobweb, you know, because sometimes you get those, sometimes you get those teensy-weensy little spiders and you can knock them down every day, you know, a little bitty web in the corner, and the next day you'll come back and there'll be another little web, but I've always thought of the great big ones as a cobweb.
Do they have a spider in them?
No, I don't think so. I think they're just the plain ones.
Mm-hmm.
They've been left there, maybe abandoned or something.
Uh-huh. And the kind of tree that you tap for syrup.
A maple?
Mm-hmm. What would you call a big group of those growing together?
Four? Maybe, I don't know.
Uh-huh. The parts of the tree that grow under the ground or the...
Roots?
Did you ever hear your mother mention using some sort of plant for medicine? Did you ever hear of using certain roots or vines?
Yeah. Is that sassafras tea and that's the roots of a tree or something used. It's like they make root beer out of, I believe, isn't it? Something similar
sure.
to that. Yeah, I mean, it tastes, it always has a taste that's familiar to me from drinking root beer.
Mm-hmm.
So my father would bring that up from Tennessee sometimes, you know.
What would he use it for?
Anything? He'd boil it and just make a tea, you know, and sometimes when people are sick, they'll drink that.
Mm-hmm.
Sassafras tea, I don't know what it's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. What, anything else that people use to make?
Herb, some kind of an herb tea, you know, fevers or something.
What different kinds of trees grow around here?
Oh, palm trees, cedar trees, orange trees, oak trees.
Oh. What about cabbage?
Cabbage palms.
What's
these
the
big
difference?
Palmetto. These out front, I think. Sometimes they're shorter. And they have a... You take the heart out of it and eat it.
Where's the heart in the leaves or what?
It's the new... I think it must be the new shoot right out of the center or something. I don't know. Just when people know, you know, I guess they see that thing come up. It must be out of the smaller ones, but... When I was little, my grandfather used to cut that out. It's swamp cabbage is what they called it, you know. I haven't had any of that since I was real little.
A kind of tree that is a tall tree. It's got long white limbs and white scaly bark that you can peel off.
Is that a paper tree? I think they have those.
What's a paper tree look like?
Is that like a birch or something? I don't know. They have that in Miami. Around Miami, it seems like that it just peels off like in layers. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
What about a tree that's got little knobs or balls on it and bark that you can peel off? Do you ever hear of a sickler
tree?
Or sickum?
I've heard of it, but I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever seen one.
What'd you hear it called?
just a sycamore tree, I think.
Uh-huh. And the kind of tree George Washington cut down.
Cherry tree.
And what's this kind of tree here?
That's a gardenia.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a bush more than a tree.
Uh-huh. What about a bush or shrub that it's got red, the leaves turn red in the fall. It's got clusters of berries on it.
A holly tree?
Mm-hmm. No, the leaves turn red and